The gravel lots are being paved. The area near that strip of magnolia trees will be made more usable with benches and dedicated spots for food trucks. And there's more, says Roanoke City Parks and Recreation Director Michael Clark.
There are three full-size fields, well, there were three full-size fields there. We'll replace those with two premier-level fields with lights. The ones that were there before didn't have lights, and they were used more like practice fields.
Those premier lighted fields in the area where Victory Stadium used to stand will be used for soccer, youth football, lacrosse, and even rugby matches. Clark says this is a $3 million project long overdue.
The parking lot has been a mess for years. It's been a gravel lot, so we'll be able to introduce some ADA spaces there, a drop-off lane, a connector trail for the Roanoke River Greenway to connect over to Carillion's Riverside campus.
Clark says they would like to have it completed to the point that the Go Outside Festival can be held at River's Edge North in October. But if not, Go Fest will be held at River's Edge South off Wiley Drive. Gene Marano, WFIR News.